Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Antonio Brown issued an apology to Robert Kraft earlier this week.
Mr. Kraft, I apologize sincerely to you and your organization.
Yeah, you have to talk to Robert about that. I mean, every week you guys ask me about a player who's not on our team, and so every week it's going to be the same answer.
Even the way he phrased the apology to Kraft, sorry for the bad media. Maybe I'm nitpicking, but come on, AB, sorry for bad AB.
Dak Prescott is Brady. Esque.
You are stopped.
Dak Prescott can match Tom Brady in big game, big stage play making.
He's super impressive.
Y'all hang up banners for NFC East title? When they pan the stadium at Gillette, all I see is Super Bowls. I don't see nothing about no AFC East.
Right now.
I think I want Antonio, but I'm afraid that we may lose Gunner.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Whoa!
I love this.
Gunna!
I never said that for the record.
I know Lou is such a big Gunner fan.
I heard you say it.
That was a caller, and I told him to look in the mirror and say it again out loud.
You said it.
I don't know. We have it on tape, so it must be true.
Why do I keep thinking today's Tuesday?
I don't know. You said that twice today. You need to move on. It's Wednesday.
All right.
Move on.
We are this much closer, one day closer to the biggest game the Patriots have ever played.
You know what I love about
this year?
You know what I love about this one? They're already billing it. The better quarterback is with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, this year.
I love this. The best quarterback is with the Dallas Cowboys.
I mean, it is. I mean,
2019.
You want to look at just stats? You want to start comparing numbers? You want to look what Dak Prescott has been? Well, that's how they tell who the MVP is in the NFL.
Stats.
Whatever quarterback that is the best, has the best completion percentage, the most touchdowns, and the most yards is your MVP.
Is it sacrilegious to say that, you know, even though Tom Brady is indeed the greatest quarterback of all time and had that type of career, that he no longer is playing like it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it okay?
It is,
like, am I ripping Tom that much to say that, yes, I'll admit it, but I'm not so sure he's a top 10 guy right now. Just the way what you're seeing, I know there's outside circumstances, but is he?
Okay, said it, though. Outside circumstances.
Yeah, he's had outside circumstances before. He's had some bad teams before.
But what people are doing.
When he was 28, 27, 32, 34. Geez, I mean, no big deal.
Lots of years to look at.
But at 42, it ain't happening.
Okay, but what people are doing right now is they're looking at Tom Brady, and they're looking at those stats, because I agree. Dak Prescott, he's higher rated than Tom Brady and should be, and Tom Brady might be outside the top 10, maybe 11 or 12. You may be right with that, Lou. But on the other hand, is it really his fault, or how much of it is his fault? I mean, the whole idea that Shaughnessy is throwing it out there in his column and, you know, Tom should be taking the blame. Well, how much of it really is Tom's fault? Because I watch him play, and I look at the skill level, and I don't see a deterioration of his skills out there. I see he's got a problem.
Is it an effect of what's around him?
Yes. It's all about what's around him. It's about the guy at left tackle. I mean, they're rolling Tom Brady out. We all know that Tom Brady's mobility is within the confines of the pocket. They're rolling him out.
But
why?
Here's the thing.
Left tackle.
You can't just avoid what is going on and give him credit for being great and just remove. Well, you know what? He's got a lot of issues going on. No, like, you have to judge him.
He's always
on.
Well, let me do this.
Everything. But I feel like that we all of us collectively, and I do think there is some fear, I don't know, about, you know, going there.
You don't want to admit it.
Going where?
Exactly.
I heard Tom Curran say this in the last hour.
Don't go there.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to take Tom Curran in the last hour. Totally agreed with him. You guys probably going to disagree. If we flip-flop Dak Prescott and Tom Brady, the Patriots are 9-1 with Tom Brady here with this crew. And Dallas is 6-4 with Dak Prescott. I am telling you, if Tom Brady were quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys this year, they would be better than 6-4.
Do you want me to give you some stats? I mean, I would say no. I would say you're.
What are you talking about?
No.
You've got one of the best running backs in the league.
No.
You've got an offensive line that may be the best in the league.
They are a passing team now. They're not a running team. They have running backs, obviously, but everything goes through Dak now. That's just what the same thing that happened to Russell
Wilson. So Tom
Brady
wouldn't be able to do that with an offensive line?
Well, great. So
and the fact that you can run play action because you have two legitimate runners on that
team. You have the best offensive line in the NFL.
Yes.
Great. Garoppolo could do the same thing. Not just Brady. Line them up. If you have a great offensive line and a bunch of weapons, give me any top 10 quarterback, and their number is going to be like Dak. He averages 322 yards a game, completing 68% of his passes. Offensive line, first in total yards, fourth in points with 28, first in third down percentage. He's converting 52% of his third down.
Tom Brady would have all of those
numbers.
But
so would Aaron Rodgers.
If you were playing with that
talent. Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So
would anybody. So what?
So what's your point?
So if you move Dak Prescott and you put him with this crew in New England, with this offensive line, with these weapons and no running back,
Glenn.
It wouldn't be 9-1.
I think they would because he gives you
How many games has Brady won?
An option that Brady can't do. He can run.
How many games has Brady won?
What do you mean? How many years he won?
I mean, they're 9-1.
They're 9-1.
Okay, why? I mean, you could listen. This is just for this year, for you Albert Rhode Islands and all you people getting annoyed. But you could probably grab an average quarterback and put him on this team and still be 9-1 at this point.
I'm not sure that's the case. Maybe 8-2.
What are you talking about?
They haven't done anything. Their offense is terrible.
They've only played two teams with a record over 500.
Right. Well,
it's a defensive team.
You've had blowouts through most of those games.
Because of the defense.
Okay. Right.
You know what I'll give you? I'll give you Blake Bortles. That Jacksonville team was a defensive centric team. Give me any team that has a badass defense and a subpar offense. And I'll give you the New England Patriots
I would
2019.
Say this. I would say, because I was with Tommy a lot last night, and I agree with him. Like his play is outside circumstances. There's no question about it.
That's my point.
All right, but it's not all outside circumstances is my point. Not all of it.
Do you think he's deteriorated this year? His skill set.
I thought that he wasn't as good last year.
Yes, because, again, there were issues with the personnel around him. Right?
But Glenn, this is how it looks. It's not Peyton Manning, where he has neck surgery and he just can't throw the ball 15, 20 yards. This is how it's looking. This is what it looks like. I'm sorry to say it, but this is what it looks like. No, because we've always talked about him, like, you know, sucking or I'm not going to quit till I suck. And we say there aren't too many athletes that when their career is over, believe they suck. You know, some do. But there's an awful lot out there that say, "Well, it's not my fault."
Well, you don't believe.
I mean, if I believe he sucks.
If I got
more at bats, you know, I could still hit, you know, or if I threw more innings, I could still pitch. Or if I had better weapons around me, I know I could still play. If I had a better offensive line, I'm still the same guy. When the reality is, you're not the same guy. You're good enough. You're okay, but you're not the same guy.
If Brady was a golfer. Okay, because I think it's easier for you to identify who's the best because you're only relying upon yourself. If he played tennis and it was just him against another person, if that was the case, where would you rank him? If all the quarterbacks were golfers and you take their skill set as a quarterback but equate it to golf because you're just relying not on the offensive line, not your weapons, where would he rank as a golfer?
I don't know. The point I'm making is you're missing the point. No. The point is, has his skill deteriorated?
Is his arm weakened?
I hate when you do this. I ask you a question.
You don't answer it.
Because it's a stupid question.
No, because you don't know how to answer it because you're stupid.
Dumb, stupid question.
Because stupid people can't answer smart questions.
If you're asking me, if you're going to line him up, he's never going to be top 10.
He's still top 10. I would put guys who are younger and stronger ahead of him. I would. You'd put guys like Russell Wilson. You'd put Dak Prescott. You would put Patrick Mahomes. All those guys would be ahead of him. A big part of his game, whether you like to admit it or not, is his relationship, his offensive coordinator, his head coach, the offensive system that he is in. He plays with a lead based on that. Drew Brees is similar.
He's like a game manager?
No, but he does have an asset, which is he's been in the same offense forever.
Here's what his asset is. His brain. His asset is, as he said before, he has all of the answers to the questions because he's seen everything over the 20 years.
Test. Now, okay. How smart are you?
Okay.
Get the quote right.
Same thing.
Get it right.
The exact same thing.
Our listeners don't want
Glenn, you're focusing on the wrong thing.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're focusing on the wrong thing.
No, because he's not. It's never going to be about arm strength. It's not Peyton Manning. He's not going to just stop being able to throw the ball.
Lou, the reason that Tom Brady is not a top five or a top 10 quarterback right now is not because of a deterioration of his skills. It's because of the personnel around him. They're not good enough to play at a high level.
Of course it
factors
in.
That's the point I'm making.
Okay, no,
but people aren't doing that. They're saying he's deteriorated. He's fallen apart. He's got issues.
Again,
his arm is still as strong.
Again,
it's still as accurate.
Again, you're dealing with extremes. I never said he's falling apart. All I said is that this is what it looks like. I never believed there would be a cliff. Okay, a cliff is Peyton Manning because he got hurt and couldn't throw the football.
No,
this is what it looks like.
This is what it looks like when you don't get the personnel around
him. When you're 42 years old, you need things to be a little more perfect than they have been in the past. Because I guarantee your ass, at 28, he'd still be a lot better right now with the exact same personnel than he is right now.
Their offensive line may be as bad as any offensive line in the
league. Bad offensive lines
before. Maybe it's going to change this week with
Isaiah
Wynn.
Had some bad offensive lines before. But you know what? Brady gets rid of the ball so quick. And he's so accurate. And he's ahead of the game. He knows where to throw the ball ahead of time. And that's why he's still great.
The offensive line has been very good over the years, including when Googs was here. Okay, and it wasn't just all Dante. No, you're wrong.
That was not a good offensive line. He was great that year.
The offensive line was terrific.
When they fixed it?
After the Kansas City game, they fixed that offensive line.
Did we give credit to Googs and the offensive line, or did we say Brady masks all of it? I thought we used to give credit for Brady to masking all these sort of things.
No, I'm just telling you
that it wasn't anything
all
right
Dante.
Now.
That
and
even
none
when
of it's his fault?
Even when Dante wasn't here, the offensive line that year fixed themselves, and they were very, very good.
I don't
they
remember saying the offensive line fixed themselves as a ton of talent. I remember saying that
I remember
Tom Brady
talking about it.
Masked
we talked about
an awful lot of it because of the way he gets rid of the ball so quick and he knows where he's going with it.
Yep. So this offensive line is much weaker. You've got a left tackle right now that couldn't start with any team in the league.
He's not starting anymore, so don't worry about it.
That's a good point.
All right, so now you got Isaiah Wynn, so everything's good. Brady's back to what, week one like you did against Pittsburgh?
I think it's going to be a major upgrade.
Right.
In six quarters of looking at this guy, I think it's going to be a major upgrade. Yeah. Is it going to be the cure-all? No, because they still have other issues. They still can't run the football. They don't have the speed to go outside. They don't have the blocking outside. They don't have a tight end. Seal off the outside. They can't cut. And your guy, Sony Michel, is part of the problem right now.
Jack.
But all of those issues I just brought up have taken Tom Brady's game from up here to down here.
And I'm telling you it's not all outside circumstances.
So you think he is starting to deteriorate?
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
yes.
I don't.
I think it's natural.
I don't.
And I don't think I have to sit there and be shamed because I think at 42, we're starting to see a little slippage in his game.
Here comes
I mean, Jesus, you still think he's at the top of his game like he was even 3 or 4 years ago?
No.
He's on a downside too.
But I think if he had the talent that we're looking at that Dallas had right now, we would be sitting here talking about Tom Brady as a top five quarterback.
I do.
Oh God, I do too.
Top five quarterback.
If he had Dallas's offensive line,
I don't see how you can't see that.
Amari
it's
Cooper,
the people
Randall
around
Cobb.
Him.
You have Ezekiel Elliott. You have Jason Witten. You have Blake.
How about
Jerwin?
Michael Gallup?
Gallup.
He's got a young player that's actually contributing.
I think we've looked around, and Brady's still been a top five quarterback with this kind of slop years.
That's
before.
True too.
That's what I'm
saying. But that
about.
Wasn't the question. The question was, would he be a top five quarterback with that crew? The answer is most definitely yes.
Glad you answered the question.
He might be.
All right, we're going to get to the phone
He's been
calls.
Better. As a matter of fact, it's going to lead to the fact that this is going to be Tom Brady's last year in New England.
What?
You heard me. This is it. It's what it's building up to. Last year in New England.
Okay, we're going to get
into that a little bit more.
We're going to get to that.
You're going to have to explain yourself, Lewis.
And by the way, can I make a prediction for you since you're going out on the limb? Gronk is definitely coming back next year because this being a Laker, girls, how long is this crap going to continue? How long is this going to work for
Who cares
for
about that? I want to talk about Brady leaving.
All right, 617-779-7937. Load them up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
For whatever reason, the Patriots are just, they're not clicking on offense. And it's not a result of Tom being in his 40s. It's timing. Maybe the offensive line, they've had a few changes there. And he's feeling a little bit of pressure from one side versus the other. And it's just not right now. But I think it's way too soon to write them off. And I think it's absurd to mention age right now as a factor in why they're struggling.
Hall of Famer Brett Favre, you would think he knows a little bit about this playing into his 40s.
Yeah, he knows a lot about denial.
Yeah, there you go.
Am I wrong?
He still
thinks he can play.
He'll never admit it, yeah. He was one of those guys that would never give it up and never go away. Guy,
every team, like, I'm not going to retire because everybody wants me to play. I'm still great. Like, yeah, he knows all about denial.
All right, I got to hear from your sizzling hot take for the day here, because my feeling is that looking at Brady right now, I'm not saying that Brady is what he was 4 or 5 years ago, but I don't see what you normally see in somebody that gets old, where you start seeing that the physical game starts falling apart for him. They start having these nagging injuries. I'm not seeing any of that stuff. The brain is not affected by it. I think he's affected by the lack of talent and consistency, because we've had different people in this offense all year.
Wait, who's saying that he's not affected by the changes and the inconsistency?
Of course he is.
I mean,
that's the biggest part of it. I expect that eventually we're going to see his game deteriorate, because he is 42, and even though it's TB12 is wonderful, eventually it falls apart for everybody.
Let me just read this. This is from Tommy Curran's article a couple of days ago. He says, Brady's on record saying he's going to keep playing until he sucks. But maybe sucking won't be an inability to throw hard, far, and accurately, and avoid a pass rush. You know, kind of like Manning, right? Like, he just fell apart physically. Maybe sucking, Tom Curran says, will be being unable to play like he's capable because of circumstances beyond his control. Maybe sucking will be an inability to suck it up and deal with what's around him, because he figures, should he really have to at this point? To me, this is what it gets to, again. You know, I go back to Tom Brady. Do you think it's going to change? Do you think that this offense, you think his numbers are going to increase? Because, I mean, I think after his first 3 games, he looked great. And I think as well as last 7 games or so, he's basically an 80 rating quarterback. 7 touchdowns, 5 picks. Does it get better?
No. Yes.
I think it gets better. I don't think it's great.
No, yes.
Yes, I think it gets better.
You think it's better?
I don't think it's great, but I think the offense gets better. I think the addition of
So the season is over.
Right.
All right? And we all know the contract situation. They didn't believe in him after they won a Super Bowl to give him a 3-year deal. They want to play it year to year. And we see this Tom Brady, the worst Tom Brady we've seen in a long time. Because it's going to be worse numbers than it was last year.
I sucked pretty bad today, but our defense saved us.
And he's looking at this place playing, oh, you know what? Man, I still got, you know, rookies here and rookies there. I'm going to deal with this guy. Maybe we draft a rookie tight end. Man, this is really hard. Bill's got his defense. You know, but I want respect. I want some money. You think Bill Belichick's going to throw $30, $35 million after the year that Tom Brady's having? With all of those contracts that you mentioned on the defensive side of the football, Bill actually said, you know what, if I don't give it to Tom, I can keep my defense together for another 2 or 3 years. I think I can still win it with a lesser quarterback. You don't think, this is the scenario you're talking about, Glenn. If he plays great, they'll pay him. What if he doesn't?
What if the numbers, to your point, okay, whatever, you think it's all circumstances around him. You think Bill cares about that? Or, like, financially, when it comes to a contract, they're going to say, you know, I know your quarterback rating, you were, because right now he's 20th in the league. You know, I know you're 23rd in the league, 20th in the league, but I know deep down you're much better than that. We'll give you $35 million, even though that means I'm going to lose two or three or four of my key defensive players on my football team?
No.
I don't think so. So I think it comes down to Tom looking around saying, what do I have here to move forward? You don't believe in me long term. This is exactly the scenario that's playing out for Tom Brady to leave and go to another team.
Well, I tell you what.
Exactly.
If you think that part of that irritation and sadness, whatever you want to call it, is due to the fact that he is basically during his free agent year, he's fighting for a new contract.
Yep.
He's fighting for extra dollars. Now, so if this is what his free agency year looks like, it's pretty freaking terrible.
Yeah. Terrible.
No, I mean, it's not like he's...
Yeah. It isn't, though.
It's not like he's, 24, 25, and some other team sees him, says, well, you know, that's just a terrible organization. You were stuck in Cincinnati. You were stuck in Cleveland. I mean, you were a backup, and we witnessed you, and you had a couple good stars. We know you're good. You're like kind of like a Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's why he'll
now
get it.
We're willing to commit long-term, and long-term meaning year-to-year, 2 years with a second year option, but we're going to pay you $25 to $30 million.
Yeah, but the difference is another team will pay him. So you're right.
Bill's
so
going to pay 30.
Well, another team will pay him. So
exactly.
You're right that he looks. I don't think he's looking at it. And I saw that in Tom Curran's piece about the contract and money and whatever. I think he knows that some other team, because I think he's going to continue to play. I do not think, even if he wins this thing, didn't sound when we talked to him last week, like this is a guy who's ready to walk away, unless suddenly he shows up at the facility one day and says,
I'm not
you know
saying
what?
He's going to walk
away.
This is
not fun anymore.
I'm saying he's going to sit there and say,
it.
You know what?
I get it.
I know how we're built. This team is built with defense. You know, and they're not going to give him 30, 35 million. Hold on. They're not going to give him $30, $35 million. So I'm going to go choose a team with a lot of weapons. Or I can prove to people that it was that situation in New England, that it wasn't me. So I'm going to find a team that I know I can be successful and show them that, you know, it was the offensive line. It was the fact you didn't give me a freaking tight end. It was our running back was average. You're making me deal with young kids who are running left when they should be running right. Yeah, I'm going somewhere else.
So you're what you're saying is he's going to leave.
Yep.
He's going to leave.
I don't think Bill's
going to put
I don't think Bill's going to put the money in front of him.
No, but what if the Patriots come to him and say, okay, we're going to get, you know, Gronk was late. We couldn't make a decision on him. He didn't tell us what was going on. Now we've got Sanu back for another whole year. We're going to go out and get another receiver. We're getting a tight end, either in the draft or somewhere else. Suppose they sell him on the fact that you're right, Tom. It's not your fault. We're going to get those other pieces.
So Bill's going to go out and sign big-time weapon free agents, give his quarterback more than he's paying them this year, and lose guys on his defense?
Well, he's not going to necessarily go and get the highest paid guy in the market. He's never done that. They don't do that usually. He's not going to do that, but he's going to get better weapons than what he has right now.
What makes you say that? He's done that the last 2 years?
But you're still not going to do that.
He's going to get Kenny Britt.
If you're paying him if the free agent year is this, then you're not, because what he needs to have is a year like Edelman had last year, ending with a Super Bowl MVP. And where Edelman, they didn't need to pay him any extra money, but they realized they still got two more years, and he ended strong. He's only going to get better, or at least stay the same. So you throw him some extra cash, and you make sure that he's happy for the next 2 years.
First of all,
that's not happening. That's not the situation with Brady.
I'm talking about a scrap and claw to get a few extra bucks when he was from MVP. 15 to 23 million. They got a voidable contract. He's a free agent. So he's going to go from 23. We already know there's dead cap money attached, right? So even if he comes back, there's going to be what, 6.5?
Yes.
In that range?
6.5.
So $30 million is going to carry a $36.5 million cap hit for Tom Brady doing this? You think Bill's going to do that?
No.
Or would he rather hold on to Jamie Collins? Or would he rather hold on to, you know, you picked the guy, Kyle Van Noy?
I'm not sure you're going to hold on to all the defensive guys, though. I think you're going to lose at least one, if not two of them. I really do, because they're going to make some money.
If you keep Brady, you lose three or four.
They're going to make some money.
If you lose Brady, you keep two.
They're
going
to make some money on the market. But I don't think this is all about money right now. See, that's what people do. They constantly look at the bigger picture and say, oh, he's miserable because it's got to be about. No, he's miserable because he shows up on Sunday for a game and he doesn't have the weapons. They're running a smoke and mirrors offense right now.
Oh, I agree.
All trickery because they can't do anything base and say,
no, what
okay,
seeing,
we're just going to drive this. We're going to do this.
No one's saying that what you're seeing right now is because of money. I'm just saying it's in the back of his head.
Now,
I think he's a free agent.
Deep in the back
this
of
is a free,
he's a free agent. No free agent is a free agent.
It's a free agent. He's never been one before.
Dude, there isn't a free agent in the history of sports. They can tell you whatever the hell they want, but there isn't a free agent going into his final year not thinking about the future.
All right.
I'm sorry. If you believe that, then you believe Gronk's coming back.
He's going to be 42. I believe Gronk's coming
year.
Back. This year. Are you kidding me? Did you watch that last night? Did you watch that at the Staples Center? That was.
He looks fit. He looks fit. He looks like he's ready to play.
As a Laker girl. You're right. As a Laker girl. I mean, come on.
That's a big announcement. Yeah.
There's one thing if Gronk is going out and he's doing movies and he's signing up to be, you know, some superhero or whatever, even if it's a small part. But you got to be kidding me. He is showing up right now. I guess there's a promotion for that CBS show he's doing that looks goofy. And he's showing up as a dancing with the Laker girls. He's going to get so sick of this because this is going to continue to be B-lister, C-lister, D-lister, and eventually he's going to come back and play football next season.
You have so much left in the tank, and I need you back on the field this season.
Yeah, listen to that guy. And I didn't think that until I've seen this thing play out this week. This is small time, guys. This is not big time. This is not moving on to the next great career. He's 30 years of age. This is not a great career. This is a poor version of Paris Hilton. Show up at parties and somebody gives me money. It's not going to last. All right, we get to your phone calls coming up next.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
They didn't believe in him after they won a Super Bowl to give him a three-year deal. They want to play it year to year. And we see this Tom Brady, the worst Tom Brady we've seen in a long time. And he's looking at this place playing, oh, you know what? Man, I still got, you know, rookies here and rookies there. I'm going to deal with this guy. Maybe we draft a rookie tight end. Man, this is getting really hard. Bill's got his defense, you know, but I want respect. I want some money. You think Bill Belichick's going to throw $30, $35 million after the year that Tom Brady's having? With all of those contracts that you mentioned on the defensive side of the football, Bill actually said, you know what? If I don't give it to Tom, I can keep my defense together for another 2 or 3 years. I think I can still win with a lesser quarterback. If he plays great, they'll pay him. What if he doesn't? What do I have here to move forward? You don't believe in me long term. This is exactly the scenario that's playing out for Tom Brady to leave and go to another team.
You know, Tom Brady always says, you know, I love my guys.
Oh, you got all that out without one interruption.
Yeah.
But did
you
save that?
He was
on a roll.
That's pretty good. You had to check Ordway, though, there earlier. You see how I just kind of kicked back and let you have your
I put my hand up. I don't know if you noticed. I put my hand up over here.
It was like such an Italian dinner move. It's my time to tell a story.
Traffic.
Pass the meatballs. That's what it's like at a Thanksgiving at the Merlone.
Excuse me. I get that. Hold on. Excuse me.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So, you know how Tom Brady says this all the time. You know, my guys are great. I love my guys. What do you think he talks about privately when he looks at the Dallas Cowboys depth chart and he looks at the receivers and he looks at that offensive line?
Yeah, what I could do with them.
He looks at the running backs.
Yeah.
He says, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, if anything, you look on the defensive side of the ball and the Cowboys are loaded
as
well.
He's had that.
They're loaded as well. And the problem is they're underachieving, okay? They're underachieving. But and a big part of this with the Dallas Cowboys, because this is a disgrace. The Cowboys are supposedly America's team. How is this team? Look at the depth chart. How are they only 6-4? How did they lose to the Jets?
That's what that's the one thing I would just say. Okay, this is one of those games where we're going to bury the football. That's not who we are. Let's just act like it never happened. Everything is fine. You know, this is that type of game, and every team has that.
Two words for you. Jason Garrett.
You think Jason Garrett is the reason why they lost to the Jets?
I think he's awful. Yeah. I think he puts his players in bad positions. I think he screws up. I think his game planning is horrific. I don't know how this team, this Dallas Cowboy team, is not better than it is. 6-4.
I feel like we always say that about the Cowboys. I feel like we've been saying that.
No, every year.
I feel like we say that about the Cowboys for the last six years.
You start thinking about it. They got some of the best linebackers in the game, too, right? Fast, speed.
Yeah. Sean Lee ever stays on the field for more than six
just,
games.
Yeah, but it's just like this good football team, weapons all around. Sure, Tom Brady looks over there and says,
Rich, I mean, they've drafted well.
It was Jalen Smith, the other kid, too,
yes,
right?
Terrific.
So he's looking at it saying, yeah, if I had Zeke Elliott, that offensive line, Mari Cooper, if I had Gallup as well, and, you know, an old broken down Witten who can still catch.
Tony Pollard.
And that's probably why he's sitting there saying, if they're not going to pay me, why go through it again? Like, you think he's having fun doing this? this point in his career? I don't. I think he wants to go out on top. I think he wants to prove to everybody he can still play at a high level. And he might sit there and say, geez, you know what? Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Hunter Henry, Eckler, catch the ball in the backfield.
Oh, new stadium in L.A.
New stadium. Ooh. I got weapons.
Yeah, nobody's going to show up at that new stadium.
I can prove to people that I'm still Tom Brady.
Yeah, but I think that it looks...
And I'm not a manager.
It'll look... Okay, if you're thinking about what it'll look like, you can use the Peyton Manning route. You can use that analogy. I don't think I think it looks more like Philip Rivers forcing the issue, you know, thinking that you could, you know, draw back on certain throws, you know, leaning back on your pass and thinking, yeah, I got this throw. I've seen this situation, but your fastball's a little bit slower. Your receivers aren't nearly as good, or maybe you're not, and maybe it's not clicking like Brett Favre said, yet you forced the issue. I think that has something to do with the red zone interceptions.
It's just that right now, I'm not, you know, obviously around him is affecting him. Because, you know, he's missing some easy passes, right, that maybe he's getting rid of a little bit too quick. Well, he's getting rid of it because a couple snaps ago he's getting popped, right? He doesn't trust, you know, the left side, blind side. He doesn't trust anything. So he's getting rid of the ball a little bit quicker than he normally would. So the pocket presence isn't there. We know it's because of an offensive line breakdown. But all I'm saying is that it doesn't always look like it looked with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but
I think this is what it looks like. You're getting older. He needs more help as he gets older, not less help.
Correct.
He can't wear the Superman cape.
Correct. But how much is
he could have 10 years ago.
But how much of it is his fault? I would guess 20% of it is his fault. 80% of it is the people surrounding him. And when you look at Peyton Manning and you look at others who have fallen apart late in their career, it was basically Peyton Manning. He was the one falling apart. All right, let's get to the phone calls. Here's Phil in Rhode Island. Hello, Phil.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Phil?
Hey, I want to just give a little shout-out right off the rip with the other guys on the sister station or whatever it is over there at 98.5 that I unfortunately listen to sometimes.
They're not our sisters. So. No, they were.
Yeah, shut up, nerd!
I think they were in the family for about an hour and a half.
Thank God they're not, but we got a couple pros on there with Fourier and Maloney, and I love you, Glenn.
Thank you very much.
But I'm with you guys, man. I mean, listen, I don't think with it, like, look at the Dallas game. Like, coming into this stretch, like, you knew the tough games are going to be the Baltimore, Kansas City, right? The Eagles, Dallas.
Houston.
Yada, yada. Yo, so if we went 2-2, you would have felt comfortable. All right, they won the Eagles. I mean, I don't see how we beat the. I'm a diehard Pats fan. I just don't see it, man. Like,
how they beat the Cowboys?
How are we gonna beat them? We have no speed. We got the wind's coming back, but what is he gonna be realistically? And they're rushing.
I would say this. Hold on. I would say this. So, they just played the Detroit Lions, and the Detroit Lions with Jeff Driskel as their quarterback made that a game.
True.
Jeff Driskel. Okay, so and I would say that if you're going to look at a game as a comp as far as what if the Patriots were going to play this game, the best equivalent would be the Detroit Lions. Like, that defensive scheme would be what Bill would do.
Yeah.
He would start with that as a template, and then he's going to go back. Okay, what did Matt Patricia do wrong? And he would tweak it. Gallup had a huge game. Pollard had a huge game. Zeke didn't do a ton, but Dak Prescott threw for like 344 yards. What did he do wrong?
Then
that, to me, is such an asset when it comes to, well, yeah, it's almost like they already played the game. They already have so many answers, not offensively, but defensively, they have a ton of answers because Matt Patricia thinks and runs the same defense, same concepts.
I would just say that this, you know, might be the most well-rounded offense that they faced. Because, I mean, Lamar Jackson's Lamar Jackson. He's unique, right? And we all know Kansas City's got weapons. But, I mean, Houston's DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson. You know, the running game. This is one of the best running backs in the game. They got a very good, you know, Pro Bowl-type wide receiver and a very good mobile quarterback who can chuck it and a pretty good number two in Gallup and a great offensive line. So it's just – it might not be the best quarterback they've gone up against or the best wide receiver they've gone up against, but as a group – I would say at a combine, this group is very impressive. And on tape, I bet you they're probably really impressive with some of the things they do.
Yeah, so
but for some reason, they're not that good.
No, and but
Jason Garrett.
I really
Garrett. Yeah, they're not that good.
So if the coaching battle, I mean, always do the four aspects, right? The four levels are, you know, of football, right? You got offense, defense, special teams, and coaching. I would say offensively, they're better than you. Defensively, you're better than them. Special teams call it a push. So that if the deciding factor is Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett, head coach, versus Bill Belichick and whoever,
that's why you win.
I'm taking Bill Belichick.
That's why you win.
It's fun. But if I but if I'm also Kellen Moore, I'm sitting there going, I'm running it. I'm running it every single
down. Who did they play on TV the other night, a couple weeks ago?
Was it, Cowboys?
Was it Thursday night football?
No, they played Monday night against the Giants.
And that was the game against the Giants. Remember we sat there and like Zeke was averaging like 5 yards, 7 yards a carry. He had like 10 carries.
Yeah.
10 carries in like the third quarter. And it was just like, dude, every time he gets the ball, he's getting 6-7 yards.
Oh, boy.
And then they would run for first, second, and three. Incomplete. And it was like, dumb. They're dumb. They're extremely talented. They're not smart.
They'll screw this up, guys.
They're not a good team.
It's a battle of wits between, honestly, Kellen Moore, and I'm sure Jason Garrett is going to have a lot to say because he was a former offense coordinator, used to call the plays. So Kellen Moore used to be his quarterback. Then he became a quarterback coach. Now he's an offensive coordinator. That should be a matchup you should win. Hands down.
There's no way when you look at the talent on this team, they should be 6-4. And I'm looking at where their losses. You talked about
the Jets. Okay, so that's the one they should be 7-3.
Worse than that. You talked about Detroit last week, and Detroit was in the game right till the end. That never should have happened. Minnesota the week before in Dallas, they lose that game, and there was no Thielen in that game. He didn't play in that game. I'm looking at the Green Bay game. The Green Bay game was a Devontae Adams. Somebody else was out of that game. They were hurting that game. They had all sorts of injuries. And then the New Orleans game where they lost 12-10, and that was where they had a bunch of injuries and, backup quarterback, right? Because Drew Brees did not play in that game. So I'm looking at it going, how have they lost four games? And people think they can come in to Foxborough and win.
I think that has a lot to do with it. It just shows how important talent really is when you really, really break
important
it down.
Coaching is
because talent. Okay, it's great, but it doesn't mean anything if it's not motivated and coached upright and developed correctly.
Correct. Well, game planning during the course of the week is a huge thing, as you know.
But again, this is another one of those games. I will say this before you take this next call. I will say this: this is another one of those games where you have a team coming in to try and figure out how good they are.
Yep,
and they're excited about it. I've been listening. It's like my version of the Sacramento Bee. Dallas Morning Star. I mean, I'm just all over the Dallas Morning Star.
You should be.
You know, because I just know lots of information coming out of there.
It's rubbing off.
It's the same thing.
Really doing
research. So you'll
get
the best version of the Cowboys.
I'm not
sure. The best version on Sunday, you will get the best version of the Cowboys.
We'll see. Julius is in Fall River. Julius.
What's going on, boys?
What's up?
Hey, I'm just wanting to call about the offense and tell you guys that I think we're better than what you guys may lead on to believe. I mean, I think our issues really rely in the red zone and settling for field goals. I think we lack a big red zone target. That's where we lack Gronkowski, and I think LeGarrette Blount, tight running back. You know,
but who's coming to help you? But if you think that's the big problem, like we've missed it. If that's the only problem, are you fixing that?
The way that we fix it, I mean,
is what? Run?
Isaiah Wynn is probably going to give Tom Brady what, a second or two.
If
Josh McDaniels could scheme up something to where send Nikhil Harry and send Sanu out to the post.
Yep.
Probably send a fade because Edelman and White are going to get looks defensively when they're in the red zone. And it's up to the other guys to make a play because Edelman is going to be covered and White is going to be covered. And other guys are going to have to step up. And a quick thought on Tom Brady. Tom Brady is at a point in his career where he can't, after practice, come into the locker room and look at Dorsett and look at Sanu and look at these other receivers and say, hey, guys, we're going out to the bubble to practice some more. To work on timing and things that receivers, you know, and quarterbacks should have.
Why can't he do that?
And
you said he can't do that?
Yeah, I think because of he's getting older, he's more of a family man now.
I think we've heard stories where he's done it during the course of this season where he's been out there with extra time when practice has been over. So I don't think that's the factor. Listen, you can't add new personnel unless – it's you're bringing back Antonio Brown. We'll get to that coming up because there is some new stuff on him. But I do believe Isaiah Wynn is going to make a difference. Newhouse was horrible. And you know where you really notice it when you go back and you watch the game and you put your eyes just on the left tackle and you look at what he does? It is scary. And I look at it this way, Christian. How is it that they keep on throwing him out there every week?
You're telling me
that they Cunningham, don't. that Luminar, one yeah. of these other guys, yes. is that much That's, worse than
I mean,
him?
They traded three freaking guys, right? Yes. Wasn't one of them a tackle? Which
yeah,
one
but
was
remember,
it?
There was a bunch of guys came in. One guy got hurt, traded another guy gets
Cunningham.
Hurt.
Cunningham, how much does he suck?
He obviously sucks more than Newhouse. Do you actually think
is that possible?
That if they had a guy who they thought would be better, you think they would put him? They wouldn't put him in there?
So you tell me, Isaiah Wynn.
I actually feel sorry, and I feel bad for Newhouse.
I think we're going to see here on Monday.
Because he's just not a starter, and it's not his fault.
It's
not like he's some former pro bowler who isn't playing up to his level of – isn't capable. I mean, the guy's never been a pro bowl. He never will be. So it's not like he's underachieving. He's achieving at his level.
That's all he is.
So let me go back to
I'm not mad at him.
Hold on. Let me bring Brady back into it because Lou was bringing it up and saying, or you were, Christian. I forget which one of you, because you were tag-teaming me here. But they were putting pressure. You were talking about Brady's feeling the pressure because they're coming at him and they're feeling the pressure. And so he's making mistakes because of the pressure. Tom Brady was scratchy on Monday night. Talked about guys having trust in Isaiah Wynn. That is a word that Tom Brady has not used with young players. The guys have trust in Isaiah Wynn. So not only is Isaiah Wynn a huge upgrade from Newhouse, but is it possible that Tom Brady is going to feel more comfortable in that pocket now, knowing that he doesn't have to constantly...
He can make his reads now because he doesn't have to constantly look over his shoulder. He should, and right. I think Isaiah Wynn can make a big difference. A big difference, you know, because right, it's almost like, you know, losing a number one corner and not trusting your second guy and having to give him help. And now you get too much attention on one side because the guy sucks. So with a guy like Newhouse left tackle, you know, maybe you got to move the running back over there or tight end there. Or you got to give him help in the coverage the way the line moves. Now, hopefully with Isaiah Wynn, you don't have to do any of that. And you could just leave him there and protect Brady. If any attention at all, maybe now you can go to the other side. So now your protection can be that much better. But I still think it's on Tom. We'll see.
I think that's a lot, though, because Tom Brady has been reluctant to say, and I think you asked him the question when he was on with us about, you know, we're trying to figure out why he's not saying anything about the young kids, and he's talking about expectations and everything else and saying he doesn't want to put, you know, huge expectations on these guys. And then the other night, when Isaiah Wynn is brought up, who's played six quarters and is going to play on Sunday, he says this.
Isaiah's, you know, proven to his teammates that he can be trusted. You know, we'll see what happens this week with his availability, but I know he's been working hard.
See, he's a quicker study. It was easier for him to assimilate at a left tackle position where you line up at the same spot every single time. You usually have one guy you deal with. And just know what the snap count is, then it's a one-on-one battle.
And rookie left tackles, if they're high draft picks, they're well thought of, they have good rookie seasons,
right? This offensive line can't run block worth a damn, correct?
Correct.
All right. Wasn't it just a week ago before Sunday's game we were crediting them for actually being pretty good at pass block? Because Brady's like least pressured, second less pressured than anyone in the league?
Wait a minute, except for the left side.
Oh, no, overall. I mean, just as a line.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't say right side, left side. It just says, as a line, Tom Brady received less pressure. The offensive line had great, you know, points for pass protect. This past weekend, it was a little bit of a jailbreak. You know, screens all over the place.
Couldn't run
people all over the bot, all over his feet, left and right. I get it, but let's not pretend they've been awful all year, pass protect. They can't run block worth a damn.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do against good teams? I mean, this is a linebacker-loaded team, right? The Dallas Cowboys, good front. You're going to get our old friend Michael Bennett's going to be in town for this.
You think he might take a few shots at Tom Brady? Line me up over Isaiah Wynn.
Okay. I
beat him in practice every single day.
I had zero role. Let's see what role I have in this game against the Patriots.
How did I forget about Michael Bennett being there?
I would watch out for him in this game. All right, 617-779-7937. Back to the phone calls and a little bit of an update on AB.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.